Nobody disappoints, then impresses, then fails, then triumphs. It's a sad old miracle to have to watch. The whole thing misbehaves with hours. Dressings, tubes, fentanyl patches, weird sticky wrapped crackling palliative props in the slow banal mystery of when is this person going to die. His soon to be deathbed smelt of dry roasted. I solemnly promise I have not been giving him snacks of any kind, said nice Claire, the carer. Why is there no dry roasted residue around his mouth, my mum asked. Someone must have been dusting his chin and lips. His crumbling architecture, like a balsa wood cathedral, his buttresses and columns collapsing, and us obliged to notice. Weakened bones, bruises, dehydration, confusion, all these items on the death list correctly occurring. Did he look peaceful when he finally passed? Yup. Did he look suddenly younger? Yes. Did it seem as if he was not there, like his soul had left his body behind? No. It seemed he was the same bloke, dead. His last few hundred breaths, tricky to pull in and trickling diminished out. His children argued, quietly fizzing bitterly on the lateral axis while their dad shed the weight of all the meals he'd ever eaten, all the things he'd ever been, officious, stubborn, witty, dedicated, kind, privileged, all of these words naked and cooling towards meaningless, pale in the unkind light, unfixing their meaning from a body. Gazing down upon him, ten of us, our thoughts all burrowing towards each other, breathing the held air, waiting for him to be gone, marvelling at his slightness, the quiet, the swallows, the sighing. My cousin said the idea of the living outnumbering the dead is nonsense. The dead club is always going to be bigger, he said. 100 billion, he said, or thereabout. We nodded and looked back down at this man we apparently know. The body farted. The kind of fart you do when nobody's there. Because nobody was. We were all dead. He was alive, triumphantly emptying his corridors and organs of dirty, useless air. What an odd blindfold performance family is. We live in such strange ways. It's like a pact. We act surprised. And by, we are.